Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's back. We missed him last week. Well, Al really missed him because CeeLo was giving him nothing in that warm-up show. But we missed him as well. A couple of stops out in Arizona and San Diego. How hot was it in Arizona in July?
We got off the plane. It was 118.
Oh!
At 10 o'clock at night.
And I know it's the dry heat, but you could still feel 118.
All right, so here's the thing with the dry heat. First of all, 97 in Arizona felt lovely.
Yeah.
We got off the plane and walked outside to get the rental car. I looked at my wife and said, I think I brought the kids to hell. You couldn't breathe.
Yeah, it's suffocating.
It was
hot.
But it was really just that night, and then it was fine.
Yeah. Then when you go to the games, and it's obviously indoors. They have the roof shut and everything else. It's a nice ballpark, but there's nobody
gorgeous.
Goes to the
There's
games.
No atmosphere, though.
Yeah, nobody goes.
Like, no one's selling hot dogs, peanut, like nothing. Like, somebody wake up. It was very quiet. It was a 16-inning game, too.
How many people were there, would you say?
I would say 30,000 people.
That's not too bad.
No, they drew a good crowd. I mean, it was fine. There were a lot of kids there, but the atmosphere at Chase Field on a Sunday afternoon was brutal.
And I know that you went to San Diego after that.
Spectacular.
Petco Park is awesome, right?
Yes.
It's a great area down there. I told you, you walk right up the sidewalk, and you're right there in
the
outfield.
Great. Yep, it's awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Did you take a dip in that pool out in Arizona? Did you go out there?
Did not. I did not.
Is everybody allowed in that? You got to buy a ticket for that.
No, I think
you need
a ticket for that.
Huh.
We sat second level, and the game went so long, and the older people didn't want to stay past 9 innings.
Yeah.
And as every inning went on, more people were leaving, so we went down and sat, by first base.
The veteran move right
good.
There.
Yeah, it was easy. They didn't mind it. Come on down, watch a game. It was good. It was just weird watching the game inside, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, whoa.
One of the weirdest, when the Metrodome was still around, and I went out for like a Vikings preseason game, and I was a nut with them. I went to a Royals-Twins game inside the Metrodome. I was, like, appalled because I was used to going to Mets games and Yankee games.
It's different.
It didn't feel like baseball. It's like 9,000 people in there didn't feel like baseball.
Well, the good news is that Twins now have an outdoor baseball stadium.
They do, yes.
And you can freeze in April and
snow and, in April and... In early May, for God's sake.
I still think they'd rather have it outdoors.
Agreed.
That stuff.
Agreed.
All right, Jerry, what's happening?
We're brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing. Yankees 62-33 at the break. Problem is the Red Sox are 68-30. Yankees in Cleveland on Sunday, wrapping things up. Tie game late, but not for long.
So he stays in against the heart of the order, and the pitch hit in the air to right and deep. Back goes Stanton on the track at the wall. She is gone. Michael Brantley hits one out in right center, and the Indians take a 3-2 lead.
And as John Sterling on the fan, they would tack on a couple of other runs, wind up beating the Yankees 5-2, salvaging a split of the weekend series. Yan Gomes, a sac fly and an RBI, and they'd score their fifth run on a wild pitch. Here was Chad Green. He gave up the home run. He says bad execution with that pitch.
Yeah, it just kind of came back over the plate and put a good swing on it. But, I think right there he's got to make a better pitch.
Aaron Boone says good for Brantley.
Kind of tip your cap a little bit there to Brantley, who got on a pitch up where Greeny's so effective.
Masahiro Tanaka, a no decision, went 6 1/3. Carlos Carrasco would pick up the win in relief. Here is more Boone looking at the record where his team is. We're good.
We've given ourselves a chance here after the break to have a special season, but there's a long way to go.
When you have the Red Sox 38 games over 500, a little worried about them pulling away.
Not at all. There's nothing we can do about it.
About them winning, it seems like, every single day. So the Yankees and Indians split the four. Yankees are 4.5 out going in. Now, along the way in this game, in the 5-2 loss, Neil Walker did hit a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Walker hasn't hit many home runs.
No.
So John
hasn't hit much of anything.
So John Sterling had a chance to give us the Neil Walker home run call.
0-1. Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Neil Walker drives one in the right center field seats. Walker.
Bah.
That is his third home run of the year.
Now, so you figure, all right, he either didn't have one, forgot it, whatever, that's fine. So
how about Neil's a real deal?
That's fine.
How about that?
That would have been great. I remember, didn't he have a really bad one beginning of the year?
Hell if I remember.
Yeah, I think clearly, he had a really bad one.
Neither did John, who tried to force it in.
Go ahead.
That was the first Yankee home run of the game, sponsored by Kia. At Kia, we're bringing meaning back to value. Visit your local Kia dealer to learn more.
You know who hit it, don't you? There's Gardner. He takes low. Walker. He's the home run striker.
What?
I forgot it and missed it. I'll think of it.
The home run stalker? What?
Well, because you got the home run stroker, right?
Stroker?
Yeah. That's, who is that? Higashigoka? What's his name?
Right, the catcher. Right.
He's the home run stroker.
Higashoka, the stroker.
And I think he got very confused.
See, I was out the week that he was hitting all those home runs, so I didn't hear the John calls. I didn't know that Higashioka was the home run stroker.
He called him the home run stroker the first day, to which we said it should be stroker, and the next day it was the stroker. So he figured it out. This, he got very confused.
Now, come on, man. Give him a break, man. Guy makes one.
It's funny. It screws up one time,
and you got to be all over him.
Yeah, it's funny.
You never make a mistake.
I make a lot of mistakes. This was funny, though.
What was the original one?
And I don't even think it was a mistake. He just forgot.
He just forgot. Well, that's kind of a mistake.
Not really.
Neil is the real deal. How about that?
That would be fine.
I love the crowbarring it in. And you know who hit it, Susan.
Like, what? What are we doing here?
Neil Walker.
The home run.
My bad.
Can't remember.
Sox did beat the Blue Jays 5-2, 12-1 in their last 13 games. Then you have the Mets. Yesterday lost in the Nationals 6-1. Again, they had another chance to win a series. They don't, and they wound up falling to Washington, who had a big seventh inning.
Soto, the go-ahead man down the line at third. The 1-1 is quinked in a write-up. Base hit. The Nationals take the lead. 1-1 scores. Rendon hustling for the plate. Throw coming in from Bautista, not in time. Cut off by Flores. It's a two-run single by guess who? Daniel Murphy has made it 3-1.
And they would win 6-1. Josh Lewin, WOR. You had Swarzak and Blevins made a complete mockery of this inning.
You know, the disaster those two guys have been. Hey, let me ask you this question. Did you guys see this whole Bryce Harper thing where he didn't run out and all
absolutely.
That other stuff?
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
I'm not surprised, but I guess the word is more disappointed than anything else. I mean, I know he's had this kind of problem in the past where he just kind of goes about.
Just loafs it.
It's just not becoming, you know what I mean? It's just not becoming to the fans. It's not becoming to his own team. And didn't him and Papelbon get in a fight over something like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, that was really bad. It was like a
Papelbon choked him in the dugout.
Yeah, it was a choking episode.
Well, good for Papelbon, right?
Well, I mean, choking a teammate, so maybe taking it a step too far.
Run the damn ball out.
Yeah. So, by the way, I found the Neil Walker thing. I looked it up, he said the first time. It was Neil Walker, the home run corker. Remember that?
Well, that doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, I know.
Celebratory quark.
And we quark. And then we got on him for that because it didn't rhyme. Right. Walker and corker.
Quark.
Yeah, but that's what he said the first time that he couldn't remember.
Celebratory quark.
That none of us could remember, by the way.
The caulker. That's what he should be.
Yeah, the caulker.
Right.
Quark.
Right.
Like with windows and stuff. Right.
Not
the winter time.
Quarker.
Yeah, quark
it. It's not quark.
Quark.
It's quark.
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 Celebratory quark.
Quark. How do you say it? Cork as in
C-A-U-L-K.
It's cork. That's cork, but not cork.
No.
Cork.
That's cork.
Cork and
Mike is
celebratory cork.
That's cork. That's not cork.
Cork is what you seal like the bathroom with windows and
celebratory
cork.
Like
cork, but that's not cork.
Is pipe in your bottle.
Cork.
Cork. That's cork.
That's celebratory.
Celebratory cork.
It is dangerous because if you get someone from like upstate New York or the Midwest say cork.
Cork.
Right. It sounds like something else.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, like jock.
Yeah.
Like Al, how would you say it?
Which one? The thing for the bottle or for the bathtub?
Celebratory cork.
Celebratory cork.
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 What about the window?
Cork.
The window?
Ooh, yeah, or bathroom tile stuff.
Cork.
Cork. Celebratory cork.
All right.
Celebratory cream pie.
Jesus.
I do like that better. Meantime, at the Futures game, the U.S. beat the world team 10-6, and you have a bright future ahead of you, Mr. Boomer.
Ooh-wee. Peter Alonso cranks this one to left, and that is way gone. And he knew it. The breathing technique worked.
That is great.
The what worked?
The breathing technique.
Oh, the breathing technique.
Greg Emsinger on MLB Network calling that Peter Alonso, the Met prospect,
a
415-foot home run with an exit velocity of 113.6 miles per hour and a launch angle of 46 degrees. In the StatCast era, a ball's never been hit like that. Seriously.
Really? Ever. As long as it's
correct.
Since they've been
course,
doing
the
it.
StatCast era is like 3 years. Right. Here was Alonso. You want to know why he breathes weird? Maybe Cincinnati's a better place for him, too.
It just slows down my thought process because every time I think when I'm in the box, I really don't do well.
Oh, God. So he's got a fragile mind.
That was such a good feeling.
He ruined it by telling us.
Well, I didn't need to know that.
That's
man.
Not my
Ignorance
fault.
Is bliss. I didn't know that happened. I just threw it all abroad.
So you better hope he's not thinking too much. When he gets in the batter's box, great. When he comes up with the Mets, because he'll basically just be a strikeout machine. Justice Sheffield did pitch an inning and a third. The Yankee prospect, he gave up a couple of runs. Also of note, Cubs beat the Padres, my Padres, 7-4. A's over the Giants, 6-2. Dodgers beat the Angels, 5-3. You had Trevor Story hitting a game-winning home run. Rockies over the Mariners, 4-3. Speaking of caulk and cork.
Yes.
The Cardinals have a new manager. His name is Mike Schilt.
Say that five times fast.
I can only imagine the headlines
Holy
there.
Holy shilt. Yeah, a lot of headlines coming
this
out of that
This is
way.
Some bunch of right. bull shilt in St. Louis, right? When they get rid of Matheny and they hire this guy who looks like he's 17, by the way.
I thought they were going to hire Joe Girardi.
Maybe at the end of
he's
the year.
He's the interim manager.
Oh, he's the interim manager.
The Cardinals did beat the Reds 6-4, and they gave him like this ice water bath. They basically stuffed him in a little crater box.
You mean they were so happy that Matheny were gone that they actually celebrated this.
Well, they won the game, so they celebrated the win, so that's good. The Marlins beat the Phillies 10-5. Pirates over the Brewers in 10-7-6. And I mean this sincerely, because ever since Al made the point about doubleheaders always being split, because it's factually not true, but since he said it, it has been true. Thankfully, the Pirates swept a doubleheader over the weekend
and
as
won
they took
five
games, straight from Milwaukee, who are slip-sliding away yet again. And Justin Verlander, who's going to be a new dad with Kate Upton, he was lit up for four home runs yesterday, and the Astros lost to the Tigers 6-3. Yes.
Think about all the things he's got to get, the pack and play.
How life's going to change.
Yeah, right. He's distracted.
Let's have sex and have a baby.
Well, they didn't think about it, but they had
Bing,
one.
Bang, boom,
going,
Jerry.
And you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Tonight, the home run derby in Washington, and you got the matchups. It'll be Bryce Harper against Freddie Freeman, Max Muncy and Javier Baez. You got Jesus Aguilar and Rhys Hoskins, and Alex Bregman will take on Kyle Schwarber. Those are the first-round matchups. France did beat Croatia 4-2 to win the World Cup. Novak Djokovic beat Kevin Anderson in straight sets to win Wimbledon. And I don't want to end on a bad note, but I have to, because former NHL goalie Ray Emery passed away in a swimming accident in Ontario.
Weird story.
It really is.
Very weird. He was only 35. My only guess would be, because one of the investigators said, maybe an eyewitness, someone saw him dive in. Maybe he just hit something underneath because he never came up. So the whole story
is just
brutal. He dove
in and then never came back up.
That's what I read.
I know that.
It's just horrible. So he was 35 and just a very sad story to end on. But
yeah, it's just the details around this are very, very odd. So, I mean, not to assume anything or make any judgments on it, but just you would think that a guy who's 35 years old, I know he dealt with some pretty serious injuries throughout his career, but 35-year-old professional athlete in a situation like that would be able to keep himself afloat. But yeah, that's a rough one. A lot of former teammates on Twitter yesterday expressing, you know, how tough it was to hear that news. So
baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.